Holly Archer, who is over from Norwich. She is a 1500 metre indoor UK champion and also a European silver medalist. And the reason they're in studio is we're talking about the 3K run here in Letterkenny tomorrow. It's a new event for St. Patrick's Day, and maybe I'll start with you, Sean. Traditionally, there was a 5K in Letterkenny on St. Patrick's Day down through the years. The numbers weren't that great in recent years, and it was probably struggling to really capture the imagination of the public as well. So things have changed a little bit. We've now got a new event, and hopefully it could be the start of something that will be become an annual event.
Yeah, we have a new event. That's the 3K. The 5K was there for many years, but it just got a little bit, I think, awkward with the town, the way it's going at the minute. It's getting very chock-a-block with traffic, so we decided we'd take the 3K and move it out of the town a little bit, and then with the new link road, it's made it a little bit easier for us because it's only like three left-hand turns. So yeah, it's a brand new event, and you know, there's not many 3Ks in the country, and there's one in Milford around the Christmas time, and it's absolutely an amazing 3K. So we want to try and get more of this in the county, you know, so we come up with a 3K.
So it's the race will start down on the Joe Bonner Link Road. So it's a nice flat course.
Yeah, it's a flat course, and it's what we're looking for. We're looking to run fast. We're looking to have fast times. We're trying to encourage more athletes in the future, faster athletes, to run fast times. And you know, and yeah, it's flat. It's good. It's safe. It's left hand turns. There's no gradients at all in it. It's actually nearly falling downhill the whole way. So if we get a good day, we're going to see fast times. Hopefully we can see, like, you know, yeah, good times.
And as always, it's not just about the people at the elite end of the field trying to break the record. This is also a thing you want families, you want kids, and proceeds are going to St. Bernadette's School, so a great cause.
Yeah, this is the reason we're actually doing it, because, you know, you can't do these events, so St. Bernadette's School is the main event, and it's for them, and it's for charity, and, you know, we're hoping that we have loads of families and, you know, kids run it, because it's a small event that kids can do. They can walk a bit, run a bit. So yeah, that's the main reason we're doing it, for the school, to raise awareness for the job that they do. It's, you know, it's not easy, and you know, so yeah, that's great. St. Bernard's School.
Well, Holly Archer is going to be the guest runner here at the front of the field. Holly, welcome to lovely, sunny, well, wet Donegal. Hopefully the weather will be favourable tomorrow. So maybe just before we hear a little bit about your own background, how is it that you are here in Donegal? What's the connection? Because you don't have any direct connections.
No, I kind of just got on a plane and just I'm winging it. But no, with the running community, everyone kind of knows everyone in a weird way, especially, you know, if you're competing at that top end elite level constantly, the circle is actually quite small. And yeah, as Sean said, I know Skipper, a guy who he does Ironmans actually, but I then am able to keep up with him for the endurance events and training for his 10K time is the same as mine in terms of his threshold for my 5K. So I've just been training with him. He knows Sean, and you know, he said, hey, you got 3K over there. I thought, you know what, why not? I want to get my time quicker over the 3K. It's a great period of time to do it. March is like that transitional month. You know, the summer is coming around, but you don't want to have too much pressure in races. So it's a really great time to do a 3K, something off par, but you can still really test yourself. So it seemed perfect.
And your specialised distance is 1500 metres?
Yeah, 1500. Yep. But over the last couple of months, years, I have been stepping up a bit. I've done a few half marathons. Haven't done that many 5 and 10Ks, so that's to come. But yeah, 3K will be a good test.
And your preference is indoor?
Yeah, I guess I'm a little bit feisty. So, you know, I'm a good racer. I like tactical races. I like chaos. I like the curveball races. So anything that's kind of, you know, you've got to use your brain for, and there's constant movement, I'm there. So I really like the course. We ran a bit of the course today, and I feel like I'm going to be constantly engaged because it's small loops. So that suits me. That's what I like.
And just tell us what sort of 3K time would you be aiming for?
Tomorrow, I'd really like to go sub 9:20. I think that would be a really good place for me in March, given the last couple of races I've done. And it will make me feel really good going into my next race in April, which is a 5K. I'd like to hold, you know, 9:30 for a 3K. So to run a 9:20 or something quicker tomorrow would be great. So running 3:07 per K, something around there would be really good.
So Sean, your name could be going into the record books, and it could be there for a few years. Who knows?
Yeah. You know, I mean, we're looking forward to Chris. You know, I mean, but we're lucky. I just want to throw his hat in there too, and he's a young guy, young Sean McGinley. Sean's running tomorrow, and there's a few other good fast men there. So the men's race is going to be super fast as well. I think the boys are going to go sub nines. You know, so it's exciting. You know, with 3K and with the course that it is, it's a lap course for spectators and for people watching on. It's amazing. You know, and so we've put a big effort in. We've had a lot of local support. Like, we've only had 3 weeks, 4 weeks to get this ready, and the support that we've had from the local businesses around the town, they've made it very, very easy for us. You know, okay, we had a, you know, come up with the idea and do things like that, but you know, when Holly's made it easy and Sean McGinley's made it easy, if you get these people here, you know, other people will follow, you know. So we have to thank everybody for what they've done. It's been a real team effort, you know.
And if people want to go down, you know, plenty of vantage points, but where's the actual finish to get that excitement at the end?
The actual finish is on the Link Road, the Joe Bonner Road, just at the very end, before you come to the traffic lights. That's where there's going to be. The start is just beside the tourist office. So it's starting there, and then it's doing 2 3/4 laps and finishing back on the Joe Bonner Road. So yeah, it's 8:30 sign on.
Down at Divers Hyundai again.
Where Terence has been so good to us over the years for the local 5Ks, for every race that we kind of do. It's perfect, a place for it. Michael Murphy's for the sponsor, and all the other local businesses that, to be fair, if I started naming them, I would probably forget one or two of them. But that's the two that stand out to me, that, you know, that's there from day one. And then once we got one or two, we got more and more and more. So it's been fantastic, you know. So
10 o'clock start.
Yeah. Gun will go at 10. Unfortunately, our own athlete, Nikita Burke, is carrying a bit of an injury, so she can't run. So she's starting the race for us. So, like, you know, Nikita is our fastest female. Winning the mini marathon last year was a massive bonus for Nikita, so we were hoping that she'd be fit to give Holly a run for her money, but unfortunately it's not going to happen. But she's going to start the race, and she's going to be in present, and we're ready to go, you know. So I just want to wish everybody all the best, everybody to turn out to support St. Bernadette's, because it is a good cause. Come out if you're not running, still come and watch, because it's going to be a great race. It's a great circuit, it's safe, and let's bring it on.
And Holly, you're staying for the festivities, and then on Monday down at Michael Murphy Sports in Letterkenny, you're also going to be doing a talk between 4 and 5. So tell us a little bit what exactly is going on there.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I haven't heard too much, actually. Sean hasn't told me too much about that, but I'm guessing anybody that wants to come down and understand what my background, what I've done, a bit about my career. It's not the most normal career path in terms of being a professional runner, but the way I took it as well is very different. I didn't turn pro till I was 27, and you know, my parents were absolutely against me going pro, so they're like, you won't make money out of that. So it's just an interesting story on, you know, things go up, things come down, but as long as you stay in it and stay consistent, you've still got the circle of people. So hopefully it'll be a bit of story about me, what I've done in training, a bit of my history, and any questions that the locals or anyone has, I'm happy to answer. And
well, without giving too much away, what, outside of athletics, what was the career path?
I did it up until I was 26, 27. I was in pharmaceutical marketing. So, a bit of a busy, fast-paced stream of work. And I actually still did that when I won my European medal. It wasn't till the end of 2021 that I was like, okay, I'll just go full in.
And what's the next sort of target for you in terms of competitions?
Well, we got Paris this year, but you know, the UK is rife for competition. For me, I'm just going to take the approach of get back to, you know, my best ever, you know, performance standout times over the 15 and 5, and we'll take it step by step, and see what we can do. I'm just not going to give up, because injuries happen, people can drop out, and you know, you can find a form of like fitness out of the blue if you just stay at it. So I'm just going to take it day by day and just keep that in the headshot. But the goal is just to get back to PB form, and then we'll start talking Paris. Great.
Well, we wish you every success tomorrow, and
thank
no
you.
Doubt people here will be keeping an eye out for your name and results in time to come. And Sean, are you taking part yourself?
No, unfortunately, we can't take part, myself and Michael and the team. We can't take part, and you know, you just
too much.
You have to be on the line,
yeah.
You know. I mean, it's like everything else. I'd love to be running because I love running 3K, and as I said, the Milford 3K was amazing, and I love that discipline. And unfortunately, we can't be on the start line. So, yeah.
Great. And just finally, if anybody wants to find out more information, is there something on Facebook or online you can look up?
It's all on Facebook. It's all online. We don't have an X page. It's on Michael Black's page. It's on my page. It's on Holly's page. It's on
local athletic
Michael
clubs
Murphy's
and,
local
yeah.
page. It's all there. You know, we, as I said, we only had a couple of weeks to get this across the line, and as I said, the team that we had, and that's the only reason we got it across the line, was the help of the people we had. So, yeah.
Great.
Yep.